Yo, 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 what's happening? It's your boy Dave. Ain't been on here by myself in a minute. Got my boy brother is Rasta with me. So say what's up, Rasta, because we got a serious topic that I want to talk about.
Yeah, welcome, brother.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good.
That's what's up. All right, so the topic we're going to talk about, this is a crazy but real topic, yo. Has to do with child support. Why child support when you have a willing and able father? So, what I'm going to talk about today is, I was in church yesterday. I'm not going to say any names, but I was in church yesterday, and I was talking to one of the deacons. And I'm fighting for shared custody of both of my children. I have one in Pennsylvania and one in Delaware, or two in Delaware. But one of them is older in Delaware, so I don't have to fight for that. But for all of my kids' lives in Delaware, I've been fighting for shared custody. And I could never get it because this stupid-ass judge named Alan Cooper in Delaware, a dumb-ass judge, kept giving the mom primary residence for no reason at all. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a rapist. Not a sex offender. None of that crap. He just kept giving the mom. And I really believe because he was white, he was a racist judge because she's Puerto Rican and she looks like she's white, long dirty blonde hair, stuff like that. And I believe he was a racist as judge. That's why he didn't want to give them to me. Not only that, I believe the goal is to keep the black man out of the kids' lives, to keep the correction facility open, because correctional centers are not for correction. They're to keep you to keep coming back, to keep money going through the government, because depending on how many people are in a prison, they get money for that. So
Why I say? You serious about that, boy?
Yeah, straight up. Yo, man, you from Jamaica, so it's different over there. Over here, it's a business.
Man, I'm crazy. Man, I talk about business, man. Man, I understand why y'all talk about business. Man, shit, when y'all throw somebody in jail, it should be for correction. If them go to shoot somebody, you throw them in there and you reoptimize. Yo, if the boy wants to sell drugs to man, you throw him in jail and you rehab him. Give him a trade, man, to come out to and get a job, no man. Man, I understand what's going on with the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. So let's. That's another topic, Rasta.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Now, you have to apologize. It's a serious topic. So, the thing is child support. Okay? I have an issue with that. Not because I pay it. But because I'm willing to be a father and be a force in my child's life, and I can't, and they still want to hit me for it. So, the deacon I was talking to, he literally told me he gets shared custody. He gets his kid every other week. He gets 50% physical and 50% legal, and he's still paying $400 a month for child support. What's that about?
What I say? What I'm on? You say that the man have a pay money, even though him divide his kids equally?
Yep. Even though he get his kids every other week, Delaware is still making them pay $400 a month to the mom who he has shared custody with.
Whoa, the blood clot kind of system is that, the man?
That's exactly what I said. System's stupid. See, with me, I have two kids by the Spanish chick. Now, that's the other thing that cracks me up. Mothers will violate the court order left and right. So this is what happened. So the other day, I went down to the courthouse and I got some paperwork, right? So we was going back and forth for shared custody from 2008 to 2013, right? 5 years, I was fighting for this nonsense. And she violated the court order every chance she got. Every time I knocked on the door, it's not your weekend. So I got the kids every other weekend, and I got them from Wednesday 3:30 to 7:30. So I kept going to court. I would go down there to the house at 3:30. It's not your Wednesday. I'll have to sit there for 3 hours and wait for the cops to get there. Then she would say, he can have them. I only got 1 hour. I live like 20 minutes away. So I would have to go home, go in, take our coats off, put our coats right back on, and drive back. So I went to court. She violated that. I mean, it took like about 2 months that I kept complaining about it. And the judge kept telling her to stop doing it. That's all he kept saying. She violated every time. He never found her in contempt. Stop doing it. Then he finally said, well, since this is a problem, I'm just going to give Mr. Lee overnights. So then he gave me overnights on Wednesday, and I was supposed to pick him up from the house. She kept closing the door on me. I had to get the cops involved. I got my kids. Then I had to go back to court because she kept violating. He never found her in contempt. All he did was just change the order. Now, the new order was take him from, I had to pick him up from daycare. So after so now I got to the daycare, she started telling the daycare provider, don't let him have kids. There's new paperwork. Had to get the cops involved. The cops came. I got my kids. I took him back to court. Just don't do it again. That's all he kept telling. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. This is 5 years. Sorry about that, people. That's my scary, what's the name? So forgive the technical difficulties. So anyway, so what I, and he just kept, you know, letting her go and just kept telling her, don't do it again. Don't do it again. So after about 5 years, I gave up. I was like, yeah, I'm understand that. I can see why y'all back off from the children. Yeah, I mean, I see that was the right thing to do, but I understand y'all stress. Yeah, I was stressed, losing weight. I was going through it. So I backed off. And then last week, I went and got the paperwork because he said I would have to notify the mom 30 days prior to getting my kids that I wanted to restart it. And I read it, and it said he found me in contempt. I'm like, are you serious? How you gonna find me in contempt when you never found her in contempt? And I only violated one time. And so it's what I'm noticing, that this is a mother world. Dads have no rights. And us dads have to stand up together. We got to start fighting this nonsense, man. Because there's so many dads that want to be dads. That's not even we don't get our rights. There's a dad I know who I was in court with. He had to pay $2,200 a month for two kids. And he went to court and he said, I want to share custody. I want my kids 50% of the time. Why do we have to go to a stranger to decide whether we get our kids? And then when we go in front of that stranger, the stranger can sit there and say, I believe the children's best off with their mom. What kind of bull crap is that? So now, this is what I propose. This is what I'm going to fight this. I'm going to start looking into it today. I want to get this changed. There's a law I want to get changed with child support. Don't know how productive it's going to be, but you roster. Tell me if this makes sense. All right, brother. So, this is what I want to say. If, when two people break up, okay, my kid's mom lives about 25 minutes from me, all right? We're about the same distance from the school. He catches the bus to and from school at his mom's. Me, I would have to get up because I'm in a different state. I would have to get up, drive him to school, pick him up, bring him back. Not an issue. This is what I propose. Whenever two parents split, if they're equally willing and able to take care of those children, shared custody, that is, and the mom is fighting tooth and nail for primary residence only for two reasons. One, child support. And two, to get claim of taxes. If she's fighting for primary residence and the dad is in the court, I'm here. I want to be a father. I want to love my children. I want to help rear my children. Then it should be, okay, mom, if you want primary residence, I'll give it to you, but you will wait. You will have to take care of the whole burden of that child. I will not impose child support on the father because this is what you want. And the father saying he wants shared custody, you want primary residence, you will wait the full burden. You have to pay for everything. And then these moms will stop using these kids as pawns. They will stop. If you start making these moms have to pay, because see, it doesn't make sense that I got to pay child support when I want my child. I don't get it. The system is so screwed up and flawed. You know why? Because they say everything about the system is about black men, keeping the black man down. Because they don't think white men, white couples get divorced. So it's like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and screw the dad. Because and I was in court, and I noticed in court, the white couple were split. The mom wanted primary residence. The dad wanted shared custody. The dad got what he wanted because he was white. The brother goes in there, which is me. I say shared custody. See, what happened with me was I was getting shared custody. She got mad and decided, I'm taking him. There was no paperwork at the time. So she kept him. I went foul. I did the right thing. I went foul. court papers for shared custody. She files for child support. We go to court. She says he wants shared custody, so he don't have to pay child support. The judge looked at me and says, that true? What the hell does that mean? Why do you want shared custody? Because you want child support. Just give me my damn kid. But no, the cornball ass judge, her name, well, they used to call her Master Connick. Now her name is Hearing Officer Connick in the courthouse in PA. Her little dumbass says, oh, Mr. Lee, I believe you were getting every other week. And I said, Your Honor, we were sharing every other week. Well, I'm gonna leave primary residence with the mom pending a home evaluation. I'm like, are you kidding me? What the hell gives her the right to keep the kid? This is, oh, Div, calm down. But nah, man, this is, Div.
By the style of your pasha. By the style of your, yeah. All right. It is ear gun. Boy, off on the stand one thing, no brother. I don't want to take the one thing there. You can't change anything with anger, violence, disruption. You have to go there and do everything the right way, no brother. Go look up for latest. Get paperwork signed, man. Get signatures from fathers who are going through what you're going through. Yeah, I mean, start something on Facebook, man, where you get a whole bunch of people to sign some type of act, man, that you can get that involved, get that thing moved forward, man, because I have to go through the legal legal things, man. Manoya, man, Manoya, upset, brother.
You're damn right, I'm upset, because you know what? I'm a father scorned, man. I'm a dad that wants to be a dad. And I'm sick and tired of these people who go to college for 4 years, get a degree in law, put on a black robe, tell me that I can't be a father. That's annoying. The power should be taken out of them judges' hands. When we split up, it should be a thing where the mother and father get equal shared custody no matter what. There shouldn't be no child support played. No child support should be played in effect. If the mom wants to be an evil-ass idiot and keep the kid from the dad, and the dad is doing the right thing by taking the legal channels, there should be no child support until the custody hearing is done. They should look at it and say, okay, well, look, Miss Lee, we can't give you any child support because Mr. Lee already have filed a shared custody motion before, so we can't do anything until we see what happens with that motion. If you get primary residence, we'll backdate the money. If not, then there's nothing there. That's how it should be. Why are dads paying for child support when they got shared custody? It's bogus. And I'm passionate because I'm tired of these women using these children as pawns. See, if I was a deadbeat dad, then I'd be an idiot. Oh, he's an asshole. He's an idiot. He ain't about this. He ain't shit. He ain't sugar, honey, iced tea. He's a bum, 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 bum. But when you care about your kids, when you love your children, man, you know what happens? Women use that against you all the time. And it's sad that these dumbass judges don't care. They let race cloud their judgment. And it's a shame. If I, you know, there was a judge named Judge Chapman. He was in Delaware Family Court. He does a law practice now. Phenomenal guy. I was in court for some nonsense with my kid. Well, my girlfriend's kids at the time. And she actually, she beat them. They got a thing on them. And they took the kids away. Put them in that the DFS crap. So we go to court. And we're trying to get visitation because they snatched all the kids. We're trying to get visitation. They gave me visitation with my biological, and I said, "Can I have visitation with the other one, Brandon?" Clayton was the one that got assaulted. It was just a whooping. No, he punched a girl. I beat his behind, left a little mark on his arm from a belt. Like, you know, we got beat with belts back in the day. Yeah, I'm a, you know what, Dave? Yeah, I'm a better person because my mom used the belt on my arm. But not rob, but not steal, but not hurt nobody. I understand that when it comes to the gal, when it comes to the mother, when it comes to getting licked upon my butt, man, I know that I'm a change and become a better person because of that there, brother. Exactly. But, you know, you're not allowed to spank kids with objects anymore. It has to be your hand. Anyway, Judge Chapman, we were in court, and I say, Your Honor, can I want visitation with my son and my other son, Brandon, who was not my biological kid, but he looked at me as dad, so I want him as, you know, as visitation. DFS worker, black lady, no. We don't agree to that. That's not his biological. Judge Chapman looked at me and said, excuse me, Mr. Lee. I said, yes, sir. He said, how long have you known Brandon? I said, he's five now, 3-4 years. He said, does he call you dad? I said, he sure does. You're the only dad he knows? I said, yes, sir. He said, then you will get a visitation. The lady said, but Your Honor, that's not what he said. I have already ruled Mr. Lee will have a visitation with Brandon Crooks. I said, thank you, Lord. Those are the type of judges we need on the stage. We need a judge that's going to look and say, yeah, I believe a dad should have 50% with his child. That's what it should be. Just that. There should be no argument, no nothing. It should be just that. Dad wants to be part of the life, give it to him. That's it. There shouldn't be no argument, you know, and also, I have filed so many contempt of court here things. Dude, back then when I filed it, it was 22 times. My son told me that he heard I filed 22 contempt of courts, right? Back then it was $50. $1,100 I paid for contempt of courts. Now, if they decided to make women pay back contempt of courts, if they're found guilty, they'll stop using kids as pawns. They'll stop telling you can't see your kid because they don't want to have to pay that money. I had to file contempt of court the other day. It was $90, dude, $90 to get a child custody modification, $100. And it's not no guarantee the judge going to give me what I want. And now I see why. I would never do this, but I see why a lot of these men beat up these kids' moms. They get so frustrated. I want to be a dad. Why can't I be a dad? So Ross said, what's your opinion on on this conversation?
Well, brother, controversial topic. We're going to see this. We're going to say this all at once. The system is flawed against black fathers. That's just what it is, man. Black father, no good in system's eyes. White father, Superman system's eyes. That's why if you know, majority of the time, white husband, or white man, white woman go to court. White woman want primary residence. Black white father want shared custody is shared custody. The thing is, brother, is that the court system now want to see white children in jail. They want to see black children in jail. And because they want their black children in jail, the thing is keep the father, the most influential part of a young man's life, out of the house. You have how many days a month you get to see your boys?
I get to see my kids 5 days a month.
What are so? Yeah, I get to see our kids 60 days a year. She gets 305 days a year.
Uh-huh.
My blood black crazy. I'm not laugh at your dear. I just don't want to tell you, but I tell you crazy. Because I know that system is rearranged to hold the black man down.
Exactly. I mean, I don't believe that it's rearranged that to keep you from progressing in life. I think it's rearranged to keep the kids from progressing in life. Because I did a reading. Statistics shows that children, black kids, are twice as likely to go to prison if the father's not in the house than their counterpart. See, growing up, I was more afraid of my parents than I was the police. All right? So that's what I want my children. I want my children to fear me more than the police. Because if they fear me more than the police, they're going to listen to what I say, do what I say. And that's what it is. You know, it's just sad, man, that we are in a society that is about keeping the kids away, the black kids away from the black fathers. Her mom goes in there and makes all kind of accusations, and they're like, is that true, father? Father makes all kind of accusations. They don't never ask the woman, the mom, is that true? It's sad. Women use child support as a means to hurt the dad. That's all it is. They tried to freeze my bank account the other day. I didn't get my stimulus check because of that stupid woman. It's sad. But you know what? You live and you learn. And this is something for anybody, any man that's listening to this. Please. Please. I beg any boy, any young man that do not have no kids, if you're listening to this, give a woman 12 months before you decide to plant a seed. That way you can tell her character. It's in the Bible. It says that, I forgot who the king was, or the Pharaoh, but he waited 12 months before he did, before he married his woman. Stop having kids out here and you don't know who this woman is. Look at where she comes from. Look at the type of household she has. Stop making babies because she got a big butt and a smile. Make sure she got a head on her shoulders. Make sure she's about the father being in the child's life. Because my kid's mom has told me multiple times, why don't you just leave us alone and stay out of our life? Why don't you just give me, sign over your parental rights? Like, what kind of mom says that? That's a dumbass woman that thinks she can raise a boy to be a man. So men, I know you might run into something that got a nice booty. She got a beautiful smile. She might got all the... Don't be nutting up in nothing if it's not right. Because you will find yourself out of thousands and thousands of dollars because you got a dumbass judge sitting on the podium thinking that the kid is better off with their mom than with you. So men, stop being stupid. If you meet a chick, court her for 12 months. She can't keep that same facade for 3 months. The real person will come. I see. What women usually do, they come, they get into your life, they treat you real good, treat you like a king, and then you're sitting there like, oh, okay, cool, this is what I want. Bang, 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 nut, baby. Mwah. 2 years from now, you're mad, y'all can't get along, you break up, she keeps the kid, you're like, yo, let me have my kid. Now, you go file for shared custody. The judge says, oh, primary residence to the mom. Now you know, 2 years in the running, now you backed up $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 of child support because you decided to not vet the girl. Vet her. Make sure she's legit. Make sure she's about family. If she's about family, you know what she's going to do every time you want to see a kid? Here. She's not going to try to take you for money because she knows that your presence is way better than money. George Washington can't teach your kid to open a car door. Jackson can't teach your kid not to call a woman bitch. You know what I mean? Lincoln can't teach your kid to hold open a car door or a store door for your woman. None of them. None of those dollar bills, none of them coins can teach your kid to be a man or a woman. That's up to you. So guys, stop making babies and allowing these dumbass judges and these stupid ass courts make a decision on where your kid lives. Before you have a kid with somebody, you know what you need to write? Get a notarized statement saying that if y'all split up, you would definitely do shared custody. Because that's in the court's eyes, that's legal and the judge can't touch it. With that, I'm out. Hope this hits the right ears. Hope y'all enjoyed the conversation between me and my brother Rasta. You cats be cool. Rasta, say later. All right, man, I want to thank Dave. Go ahead. Y'all, bright eyes. Yeah, I have to listen to what DF said because you're going to get stressed out. You're going to do something stupid. But I have a lot of partners, man, that went out and beat up their gals because they wouldn't let them see the children. Now they're in jail and all this child support rocking them. So I was saying, all right, there, stop
being stupid brothers. Start making children for no reason because that thing feel good. The poom poom feel good. Nah, man, wrap up, stay safe, and be cool. Oh, wanna say one thing left about the prison system. The prison system back in the 30s and 40s were only about the white man. Back then, when the Italian gangs were out there shooting people, killing people, doing drugs, selling drugs, no man, they lock them up, throw them in prison, and give them a trade, carpentry, arts and mechanics, welding, all that stuff was a trade. That was called a correction facility. They corrected their behavior, gave them a trade, they come out to jail 10, 15 years later, they go find somewhere that the person can take them in, and a good thing is they're gonna do the trade them good. And I do that with the black man now.
You're right, they don't.
Right. They don't do that with the black man now. The black man goes to prison for 4, 5, 10, 20 years. And I say, okay, you did your time, get out. I see you in 2, 3 weeks because now you're institutionalized. You can't get a job, you can't leave, you're not good. And that's what's wrong with that system. We have to stop this, man. Let's turn this thing around. All right, everybody, my name is Rasta. Later.
Peace.